plows are all the same. Now, ain't one way you get a different in plows. You get tractor plows, mule plows, like that.
Are there different names for different kinds of mule plows?
Well, yeah. You may get Rose Clipper, or Oliver Chill. Oliver Chill plow. That used to be a plow. Back years ago, they had Oliver Chill plow. Well, it would be a plow made like other plows, and the points was cast iron. You didn't heat them or beat them out to sharpen them. When they get dull, you'd have an emery. You could run them on that emery and sharpen it just a little bit, and then next time you had to throw it in and get you another point. But nowadays, they have plows, you beat that point out and sharpen it and go to feed.
What about something finer than a plow? They break up with a lot of teeth, break up the ground finer than a
lot of teeth?
Uh-huh.
You mean a garden plow?
Well, something, no, it's not a plow. It's got a lot of teeth to it, and it breaks
that's a subsoiler, like. Just a subsoiler. Have a whole lot of teeth and stick in the ground and go along and just gouge the ground like that. You pull that thing with a tractor.
Well, what about something you used to have to break up the little clods of dirt?
Break up what?
The big pieces of dirt.
Well, that would be a turning plow. That's a turning plow, that's right. I've used them for all my lifetime, I don't know what that is, for 60 years.
Anything else besides plows?
Well, you have planters. When you get your ground rolled up, you got to get a planter and plant it. Well, you plow cotton planters, corn planters, bean planters, fertilizer dribbles, all that kind of stuff on the farm.
What about a har or harrow?
A horse?
A hara or hara?
What would that be? Oh, a hara? A hara would be something like it's got teeth is in it. When you get your ground rolled up, you see, you put that hara on there and level the ground, cultivate, hara it all. Some of them, now that'll be a mule hara. You have two handles on it. Now, if you're going to go back to the tractor plow hara, it's a big wide harrow, about 6 foot two ways. Then it's got teeth is on it, and you have your tractor be pulling it level off the ground. Yeah.
Well, going about this cotton, though, how you'd work the cotton?
Well, when you get your cotton, you plant, after you harrow your ground, level your ground, you plant your cotton with your cotton planter. All right? Your cotton come up, you'll buy it off or either run a cultivator around it. Then you scrape your cotton out.
What's that?
With a hoe. Take a hoe and scrape all the grass from around the cotton. Or you come back with your plow and mold it up. Or you come back and then you bust the middle out and then you hard to cultivate again. When you cultivate again, you heal it. That's put date to your cotton. Cotton begin to get up about 6 inches high, you put date to it. All right, then you run that cultivator around it pretty regular then. Now the new way, when you go out there and you throw your fertilizer and you put a chemical on your ground. When you throw your fertilizer and your chemical, you go plant your cotton. Well, when you plant your cotton, you never have to go back in to whack it or cultivate it, or do nothing until your cotton come up and it's growing because the fertilizer all around it and the chemical keeps the grass out. Well, it don't no grass grow in your field. Then your cotton come up and make, when it start opening, you go and pick your cotton.